Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. Three of them are my children. I've got a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And they're great, and don't get me wrong, I love them, and I've finally got something that I'm prepared to die for, but the thing is, I probably want that day to be today, to be honest. We had a holiday at Byron Bay, of all places. I'm in the water, I'm in the ocean with my 6-year-old daughter, and she goes, Dad, I need to go to the toilet. I said, look around, you're in it. She said, I can't wee in the ocean, Dad, that's disgusting. I said, 2 years ago, you were pooing in the bath. And that they mess the house up, there's no doubt. The messiness of the house drives me insane. I say to my wife, we've got to do something about it. She says, they're expressing themselves. I said, well, they're expressing that they're assholes, basically. I love my children, but like, I went to put one of their things in the bin the other day. My wife said, don't do that. What if Sadie sees it? I said, I'm putting it in the bin. She's never put anything in the bin in her life. Anyway, we're going to solve that problem, but there's so many problems. Let's get on with the show. Solutions, but I couldn't do it without my legendary team of problem solvers. So put your hands together again, please, for Ursula Carlson, Luke McGregor, Nicky Osborne, and Kyle Sandilon. Guys, wonderful to have you all here tonight. You two have done the show before, so you know what to expect, don't you? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, your thumbs up on that.
Yeah. Feeling very confident.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I just say thank you for not putting me next to Nicky because we look like a horrible before and after photo. That's not, like, if you let yourself go, this is it.
Now, Kyle, you today, the security guard, you had an incident here at Channel 10, didn't you?
Oh, yes. You know what, you invited me onto the show. Yes. I said, all I need is a car park. I'll be there on time. I'll be there early.
Yeah.
I showed up. The guy says, oh, what's your name? I thought, zzz, put the window down. You know her. It's me, Cuzzy. It's me. What's the name? On the list. Apparently not on the list. Then there was a problem. I said, I'm going to park in the news spot. He said, no, I forbid it. And I said, let's go. I'm parking there anyway. Anyway, here I am. Car's in there.
It's been towed. But...
All right. Well, I don't know if we're going to solve that problem, but there's so many problems to solve and we need to take this seriously, all right? Let's get on with it. This one's a video problem.
Hi, Husey. I'm Amy and this is Teddy from Appin, New South Wales. Tay's an inside dog and he's a bit of a princess and he absolutely hates to get his feet wet. So when it's been raining and the grass is wet, he'll do a super quick wee, but even if he really needs to, he flat out refuses to do a poo. He will hold on for hours. So Husey, I'm getting desperate here. Please help. How in the hell can I get Tay to do a poo?
All right, so he did, and...
I used to have a dog like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I gave it away.
Have you got doggy doors for your dogs?
No, my dog's inside and then I take it to the beach.
Yeah, right, so they just see it and they know it's beach time is for the poo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
Because at the beach you can just kick the sand over it.
Have you got the animals, Kyle? You,
like... Yes, we have about 80 animals.
80?
Yeah, we have a rescue farm. So
oh my God.
We have 5 dogs, 4 cats at home in Sydney and... All of the other things are at the farm. Camels, blind ponies, alpacas that are a bit... And I said, can we get a few normal animals, babe, rather than all them?
So you know when you rescue animals, you don't just go and put them in a paddock and go rescue them.
That's
you've
right.
You've got to look after them.
Yeah, yeah, we've got staff there. They get fed. They're monitored 24 hours a day.
You've got staff that are looking after blind alpacas.
Correct.
You don't even get them.
Yeah, yes.
So for anyone who wants to slag Kyle Sandilands off online, which I've done myself in the past.
Yeah, good I'm giving for these animals.
Yeah, well
we love animals.
You're
we
a hero.
Yes,
give it up. Yeah. Give it up. So, do you want Teddy to poo inside?
Could be a case of, you know, monkey see, monkey do. She could just be the example.
Oh, so, yeah, if she poos outside.
Yeah.
And then the dog's like, all right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, buy the dog's shoes. You get those little puppy shoes.
No, I tell you what, we have done it for our dogs. Here we go. This is Barkley, one of my two rescue dogs. He's Barkley. Have a look at him.
He looks like he doesn't want to wear those shoes.
Oh, there's Barkley. He would never poo inside, would you, Barkley? So shoes, possibly shoes for the dog, yeah? Absolutely. Here we go, let's move on. All right, this problem comes from Bradley via Facebook. I'm embarrassed about how often I cry at stuff on the TV. I avoid watching news, dramas, even rom-coms, and I have to leave the room when the ads come on in case there's one with cute animals that'll set me off. I'm ashamed of it. My family laugh at me. Do I need to toughen up? I'm not quite sure how old.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to cry.
Men are, but for serious shit, not for ads and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise,
yeah. No, I cry all the time. It's it's fine.
What was the last thing? Can you remember a time recently you cried?
Yeah, it was a compilation of videos where the dog hasn't seen their owner in ages and it gets all excited.
Oh, the army videos. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they kill
you. Everyone cries at those.
Oh, yeah. Teary.
Even Kyle would cry at that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Imagine Kyle being reunited with his blind alpaca. I don't cry very often. I cry when sport makes me cry. So, yeah. Oh. Not like, you know, I should cry more often. I'm dead inside.
No, don't.
So you're not a crier?
No, I'm not a crier. I feel awkward when somebody cries. I'm like, harden up. It's yuck. It's like all of the stuff that's supposed to be on the inside is now coming out through your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Pull that shit together. You're making everyone uncomfortable.
Now, Nikki, I know you're a trained actress or actor or whatever. Yeah, actor, And are you able to cry on cue? Is that possible or not? Can you do that?
Yes, I have been known to do that in the past.
And in what roles were you doing that?
Oh, usually ones I don't get.
So, all right, well, let's get an answer for this man. Who's saying he's allowed to cry?
Yeah, it's fine.
He's allowed to cry. Yeah, he's okay. We're going to, with majority rules, sorry, he's allowed to cry. And if he can, we're going to give him this. It's big, easy bucks, right? So, big man-sized tears, and you can really use it for whatever you like, basically. So, Oh, I remember once I was on Burke's backyard. He came around to my house and... Yeah, and then I remember in the shot there was a... And I was single at the time and there was a box of tissues next to my bed. Let's move on. Here we go. This problem comes from one of our guests. Nikki, what's going on? What's your problem?
Oh, I have no filter.
Yep.
I just say it, comes into my head, I say it. I always go for jokes first.
Yep.
Jokes first, common sense later. And it gets me into trouble. My family are used to it. My friends love it. But it keeps getting me fired.
You got fired from the morning show on Channel 9 with David and Sonia.
Yeah.
Because of something you said on air.
I think it was multiple things, but there was one in particular, yeah.
I hate that David Campbell.
Oh!
Sorry. David Snow, I call him, the bastard child of Jimmy Barnes. Don't get me started. You did yourself a favour getting off that sinking ship anyway. Here you are at 10. The new look 10. Fuck Channel 9.
What did you say on the show?
Well, actually, we've got what you said. This is your final appearance with Kyle's friend David and Sonia.
Who? Right. Oh.
Here we go. Here it is.
Nikki, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my husband always says you don't look at the turkey when you're stuffing it, so that's his opinion.
What does that even mean?
What does it mean? You'll never know what it means. Never.
This is the problem, that she doesn't have a filter.
It's good. It's a good thing. I've made millions of dollars out of having no filter.
Yeah, I've worked that out.
Every now and then you get into trouble because on TV sometimes some comedian comes on and hosts a show like the Arias or something like that, or the TV Week Logie Awards, and makes an asshole out of you in front of everyone, then you threaten to punch him in the throat.
Yeah.
That was me, by the way. We've got that headline, actually. Let's have a look at that. Kyle Sandilands to go for Dave Hughes' throat. And I'm at home, and my wife saw it and she said, you should fight him. I said, look, I'm not allowed to fight. I don't have to fight him like this. I never wanted to fight. We had issues back then, didn't we? Yes, we did.
Well, I didn't. I think you had issues. I was fine.
I
know that you hid for 4 years.
I did not. I must admit that every time I walk through Sydney Airport, I thought, where is he?
What was the joke?
Oh, he won't remember.
No, I do remember, all right?
Why would you remember that?
Because it was when Anthony Clear had just come out, all right? And so
coming out of where?
Out of the closet. So, and well, I love Anthony. He's been on the show. He's a great guy. Well, that's my name. But anyway, he'd just come out of the closet. So my joke was, Anthony Clear's just told us he's gay. What next? Guy Sebastian says he's got curly hair. Shannon Noel tells us he's a bogan. Or Kyle tells us he's a massive dickhead.
This has been a long time coming.
The thing is that
on your own show.
Everyone else in the room laughed, but on the night...
Not me, I was fucking pissed off.
If you had a laugh, well, then we would have all forgotten about it. Because you weren't, there was a thing. So,
oh,
yeah.
There was a thing, yeah.
There was a thing. Once I heard you're upset, I did apologise publicly. I put out a press release. Here's
a
headline.
Press release? This is the
headline that came from that press release. This is actually a true story. Sorry, you dickhead Kyle. So...
Fuck this shit!
Don't worry about it. Just keep it going, all right? I think we've got our answer there. Just live your life! No one is immune from problems, including great celebrities. And we're about to prove that by bringing out to the stage the one and only host of Changing Rooms on Channel 10, Natalie Bassingthwaite. Give it up, everyone. Wow. Natalie, your life appears to be going from strength to strength. You've proven that you can be a great, lead singer of Rogue Traders.
Yeah.
You're a great host of TV shows.
Yep.
You're a mother.
Yep.
It's all happening for this woman.
Actor.
You're an actor.
Thank you. Kyle.
Do you enjoy the kissing when you're acting?
Is that... No, it's terrifying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, except for the hot ones.
So just like in real life.
I know. I remember having to do a sex scene with Matt Lanevez.
Hot guy.
I was so terrified. My sister stayed with me the night before and I was like eating like lettuce for like weeks. Oh my God, oh my God. And then I was like,
it's
okay,
like wedding day sort of thing.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. And I was practicing in the mirror like how I would look.
What's
with
that?
Just trying to go, how do I look like this? And she goes, no, they're hanging to the side. How about this? No, they're hanging. It was terrifying.
Is that available to watch?
No!
Well, you didn't do it. It must be on. It'd be on streaming service somewhere.
I was in the hotel room. It better not be.
You did it for a film, didn't you?
Oh, no, I did the... Yes. Yeah, I did end up
so
doing
that,
it.
I'm talking the scene, not you in your hotel room.
You were at the rehearsal, didn't you?
No, it's a DVD extra.
I did. And then I tried like this.
Right, we need to recalibrate. before we get to your problem, because I know you have one. You two did a sex scene together, is that right?
What?
Or did Nikki and Luke?
Kind of.
When?
Now, if you're the one of these two who don't remember it, that's...
Sorry.
Are we in some parallel universe where he's forgotten?
I'm sorry.
No, but you could be making a massive mistake because most of the rangers all look the same.
It was probably Prince Harry.
There was that charity day, Shagaranga Day.
Best day of the year.
Now, back to, can we go back to...
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry too.
Nat's problem.
Do I have to get back in the position
no,
or just
no,
stay?
No, no,
he won't be able to survive if you do
that. No, I'm focused. Yeah, so you've got a family problem yourself, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I am competitive.
Yep.
Right? I've always been competitive, but right. So much so that I can't even let my kids win. Like, I'm talking anything. It can be Snap, it can be Pick Up Sticks, it can be Monopoly.
Good.
And I just sit there and I'm like, you got to win.
Good.
Like, if you can't,
good.
You know, I'm not going to fold just so that you go, woo, I won. And it's been tears sometimes.
Too bad.
But I'm still like, sorry.
But from what age? From you've never let them
win.
How old are they now?
5 and 8.
And you're still... They...
I can't do it, but I feel
victim.
Like I'm maybe psychologically
yeah, you're a monster. You're a monster.
No.
Do it.
Crush, kill, destroy those kids. Don't give them a false sense of, like, oh, they're a winner. Oh,
no.
I can beat anyone. They just destroy them at every opportunity.
Yeah.
Let them all lift up out of the ashes.
I've seen you loading her with, what if one of them want to wrestle and she's like...
Yeah.
I agree with her, Ezra. Absolutely,
well,
I agree.
Otherwise, if I... like, if they cheat, I'm like, I'm out. Like, that's not acceptable.
Really?
I can't deal with it. I'm like, you just cheated. No, I didn't. I saw you cheat. If you did. I know this is really weird because I feel like I'm not that person, but I'm that person.
I let my kids cheat by saying I spy.
No.
Like, you know, I say, my daughter will say I spy something starting with C and she's staring at a clock. And I'll go clock and then I'll hear it. I'll look at her, I'll see her think about it and then she changes it.
Changes her mind.
I go, whatever, yeah.
No, I don't say whatever. I go, that's not okay. No,
I think we need to hear... You know who we need to hear from? I'll tell you who we need to hear from.
Who?
Laurie Lawrence. Remember Laurie Lawrence? He's a swimming legend. He trains children to be the best they can be.
Great.
So what does Laurie Lawrence say to you? What is his message to Nat Bassingthwaite? Here we go.
Nat, I hear you're having guilt trips when you beat your kids at games.
No, it's
not. Nat, do not let them win.
Yes!
Put your foot on their throat. Teach them persistence, resilience. Teach them the value of winning. Nat, foot, throat. Let's get some mongrel back into this country. Go, Nat.
I'm not quite sure if the after the foot on throat of children that it's the time to promote Laurie Lawrence's Living with Water, swimming lessons for young children. So,
is that an owl on the front?
Yeah, it's an owl with an alien. And
owls can't, I mean, they can't be that good in the water, can they?
Well, why don't you take that up with Laurie Lawrence? I'm sure he would like to put his foot on your throat. How about we give it up for Natalie Bassingthwaite? The children will win at some point in their lives. Thanks, Nat. What's the living room? No, what's changing rooms and the living room? Come back. You can get a bubble.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This problem comes from one of our guests. Ursula, how can we help?
Well, because I'm a bit foreign.
Yes.
So sometimes...
Well, you're South African / Kiwi, really,
yeah,
now,
so
aren't
I've
you?
Got this weird hybrid accent.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I talk to people, I can tell they don't understand what I'm saying. They get that look about them. Because when people can't hear you, they go like, excuse me? Both eyes go, ah. But when they can't understand the accent, then the one eye go, what? So I get that, what? A lot, but I don't want them to know that I know they can't understand a word that I'm saying,
yeah.
So I just keep repeating myself, but then it's like when you can't hear someone, then after 3 or 4 goes, then they just kind of answer. When I was doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival, I went to get some mints from the supermarket and I couldn't find it, and I said to the security guy, where's the mints? And he goes, in the fridge. And I went... why would you keep it in the fridge? And he goes, because that's what goes off. And I'm like, really? And I went in, it's only meat. And then I went back and I went, no, I'm looking for mince. And he goes, yeah, mince.
He wanted mince for his big bowl.
No, I wanted mince for...
Oh, you know what? We need help here, guys.
Just in case somebody...
We need help. We need help. We're going to bring out an actor and dialect coach. He trains people in accents all around the joint. His name is Nick Curnow. Bring him to the stage. Come on, welcome up, Nick. So, Nick, welcome. You're a master of accents yourself, we believe. That's true, yes?
Oh, I like to think so.
Yeah, so they
got... I get paid for it, so.
And you train other people in different accents. So I believe Ursula needs to be able to speak Australian.
Uh-huh. So what was that word that you were asking for in the supermarket?
Mince.
What's another word that people misunderstand when you say it?
Mince.
I bet this guy's got some sick bedroom characters like I do, where you... I don't know if you get freaky, bro, but I've got some, like, I've got the Indian, the tonight, or... Oh, every page of Kama Sutra, you, me, we do it all night long. Give us your best bedroom character.
Bedroom character?
Yeah, have you got one? Well,
German? Can you do German?
Okay, you're looking very good tonight.
Nothing. Zero. Zero.
I can do my bedroom character. It's just this, but very grateful.
I like it. Let's do a bit of a... Yeah, well, let's do mince then. You want to be a butcher, all right? You're a butcher.
What?
All right, so you're a butcher, and you're going to come in. We want her to be Australian, all right? As Australian as you can be, so... So we want her to ask for...
Oh, just Robert then.
So before you do that, can't, before,
I, yeah, yeah, absolutely, you can do whatever
so
you like.
What yep. I was getting at with the mince thing, that yep. sound is the sound which is going to make you... Instantly people are going to go, you have an accent. It's the I, thou. So all the words that have I in it, like mince, kit, this, little. Could you say kit for us?
Kit.
Kyle, could you say kit?
Kit.
Could you say kit for us?
Kit.
Oh, you try. Just don't think about it, say kit.
Kit.
A little bit louder.
Kit.
Kit.
Bitch.
So there's the...
I've got it.
That's that little short vowel that both South Africans and Kiwis throw back onto what we call the neutral vowel, kit. This little bit kit. Mince.
See, where you guys go so high, it's like because the I's got a dot on it, you reckon, oh, we should reach.
Shit. Mince.
That's it.
Bitch.
There you go.
Yeah. Can you order some mince in Australian off the butcher over here, all right? So have a conversation and be as Australian as you can sound.
G'day, how can I help you?
I was just looking for some mince.
Mince coming up.
There you go. I ordered it.
You ordered it, right?
Mince, yeah. Got some.
Well, see, I'm at the butcher shop. Why would he think I'm ordering mince?
Yeah, because
if I was just in a general shop, we need to change.
General shop. General okay. Shop. General shop. Sorry. Hi, welcome to my general shop.
This is better. Thank God. Oh, hi, I was just looking for some mince, bitch.
She's a house-o now.
I think you've nailed it, all right. Nick Curnow, you've done a wonderful job. Thanks for coming to the show. And it's time for Hughie's Problem of the Week. I talked about in the opening of the show, I've got three beautiful children. They are the love of my life, but very, very messy around the house. So I want to see if we can give some advice to them. So I'm going to bring them out here right now. Can we welcome to the stage my lovely wife?
My lovely that wife. Sets the tone.
Yes, it's going to happen. My lovely wife, Holly, my son, Rafferty, my daughter, Sadie, my daughter, Tess. Well, you sit down there. Rafferty, you sit there. All right, welcome to Hughie. We have a problem. So, hello, Holly. We didn't kiss, but we'll kiss later.
Dave, I think this is the healthiest way to tackle this issue.
Now, I do think the kids are too messy. Holly, do you agree that the kids are too messy?
No, I really come at it from an education perspective, and play is the work of childhood, they say. So as long as they're playing and as long as they're not on a screen, which is more of an issue for Raph, then I'm pretty happy. I don't really mind if it's messy, but, I mean, as you know, since we've been together for 17 years, I'm also slightly messy.
Yes, my wife has the ability to leave shoes places I didn't know she'd been.
Like, I agree with Holly. Like, it's they're learning.
Yeah.
Now, let's address the real issue. Why you're reaching out. She's way out of your league. You're batting so high above your average here. You should never have let her out in public because everyone's going...
I accept that from strangers, but this is a true story. About 3 years ago, I think, Raph, you're 9 now, you were 6 at the time. What did you ask me about when you were 6? What did you say to me?
I came home very confused and I said, is Dad famous?
You said to me, did you meet Mum after you got famous? That's what you said to me at the age of 6.
Okay, I remember that.
And I actually said to him, why do you ask? And you said, no reason. And then when I said yes, you said that makes sense.
I don't think you said
that.
We're all thinking the same thing. Don't worry.
But, all right, so guys, now who thinks they're too messy out of you three? You think you're too messy?
Yeah, my room's very messy.
Marie Kondo, she's a Japanese sensation, isn't she?
Yes.
She's all about decluttering. And now, Holly, you are a fan of hers, aren't you? Sort of, yes?
Yeah, I do like to declutter. I'm constantly...
Do you?
Yes.
Now, on the subject of Marie Kondo, let's have a listen to what she does. It's all about sparking joy, what you've got, yeah? It's all about sparking joy. All right, here we go.
Key point for distinguishing items which spark joy from those which don't is to feel the item in your hands.
All right, so that's where, I mean, that makes sense to me.
If you're wondering whether you should stay with your partner or not, you just hold your partner for a second.
All right, what we're going to do right now, guys, we're going to bring a bin in here. So, do you want it, mate? You like sign? All right, guys, what I want to do here, we've got some items here that I don't know if they spark joy. Now, this gun reminds me of you, Tess. I came home a couple of years ago and you put that... What did you do? You put it in my... You pointed at my face, Tess, and what did you say to me, Tess?
Are you ready to meet Jesus?
She's not even religious. But, Raffy, that is yours. Does that... I want you to hold that. Does that spark joy for you, Raph? Does that spark joy or not? How do you feel? Does it spark joy?
Zing, 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 zing.
Yeah.
It does. Well, that's ruined that. All right, we'll keep it then. What about these? What are these things called?
Beanie Boos.
All right, I want you to get rid of one Beanie Boo.
One?
No!
Yes.
Okay, we'll find the
oldest one. Find the smallest one.
No, find the oldest one that we really never use.
Get rid of the Beanie
Boo. This one. Just get rid of
that. That's a Pick Me Pop.
It's not a Beanie. What is that? A Pick Me Pop, is it?
Yeah.
What the hell is the difference between a pick-me-pop and a Beanie Boo?
Smell it. It
actually smells really good. That's got no smell whatsoever.
Yeah.
So if you're blind, you can tell the difference. That's great.
I think this one, because this one's...
All right, here we go. This is a big moment for our household. All right, put it in the bin.
This one's not a Beanie Boo.
What is it? All right, Raph, does your Rubik's Cube, does that spark joy?
And look yes, it does.
All right, well, you can keep that.
He always plays with it.
All right, you can keep that.
Have you solved that thing?
No, never solved it.
Have you at least rinsed it since it's been under the tub?
All right, guys, sit back down for 1 minute, all right? Should I win Father of the Year or not?
No.
Should your mother win Mother of the Year?
Yes.
Give it up for the Hughes family. I think we achieved something. Thank you. Hey, don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the show where no problem is too big or too small. Kyle, what can we help you with?
Look, I was a bit hesitant even bringing this problem up because, like, I try and put out there that, oh, yeah, I'm unbreakable and I'm this and I'm that. But I'm 20 years older than my girlfriend. We've been together 8 years, Got it when she was 20, killing her. No. And I like faked, oh yeah, I can go all night, you know, I can do this, not that way. But I can keep up with her.
Like, party so lifestyle. She's,
yeah, party life. We travel a lot, go to a lot of concerts, and we like travel way too much. I'm so tired, Izzy. I'm just so tired.
Well, you do travel first class. Can we just get that out?
Yeah, so I'm usually laying down in the bed with a big screen.
I'm confused what the problem is.
Let me backtrack. I'm struggling to keep up. The 20-year age difference, like, we get along, a house on fire, she's great. We fight hard, we play hard, it's good. But, like, I'm always exhausted, getting up in the morning for breakfast
radio, that's it. Yeah.
And I cross paths with her in the morning. I'm up going to work as she's going to bed.
Well, we've got some photos of you and Imogen. She's a stunner, no doubt
I'll
about.
Show you which one's me. I'm on the left.
I'll tell you why you're betting above your average. Holy Christ!
Thank you.
Does she have the gift of sight?
She's blind.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Here we are. Look at that. That's us in Ibiza. I was so tired, I wanted to die. She was, we're 2 days in, there's my mate Johnny there, we're 2 days in, and she was just like, we're going till the sun comes up. And I was like, please swallow me into the earth.
That's your mate, that's John Abraham, isn't
that
it?
That is, yes. John Abraham, yeah.
It looks like Johnny knows that you're about to go to
bed.
Oh,
Johnny knows.
What do they do, guys? We need some sort of resolution for these two.
The love's great. The love's great, but I'm always tired, and she runs 24/7.
So you want to slow her down?
I don't know whether I do. I need to kick it up, or does she
need
to slow her down?
No, you just need to knock her up. It's over. Full stop. You're done.
I don't know if you've heard of meth. You need to get into that. Yeah, that will keep you up for days. You can do some too, because then you're going to clean a house like you won't believe. Meth is your answer.
What we're saying is either knock her up or get a jigsaw puzzle and play together, yeah?
Oh,
what
God.
A lot of fun that would be.
I can't do that, Jim.
Well, she can stay up for the 4 days it takes to finish it, all right? So, all right, you can have that, all right? That is your present.
Pass it down.
We'll give it to him. There we go. Oh, that's all we've got for these two lovebirds. All right, now, Luke, what's your problem?
Man, I hope it gets solved by a puzzle as well. my problem, I've only got one, otherwise I'm perfect. I Google my symptoms. Well, I Google symptoms. Like, I'll get a little stomach ache and then I'll Google.
And then you go on Dr. Google, yeah.
Dr. Google. And
worry.
Worry, I got, I can't even say it. Just worry, I get some horrible disease, and then I go to the doctor, and then the doctor goes, you again. I don't know how to stop. I'm worried if I don't do it, then I'll go to the doctor and they'll, like, maybe they'll go brush it off. And I'm like, no, but what if it's this? So I should get all the tests, please. And then I'm worried. But if I don't look, I'm just sitting there with this, please help.
So you want to be able to stop worrying about the fact you're going to die.
I just don't want to Google symptoms anymore. I just don't want to do it anymore.
You just need to just check that mole in the back there.
Oh, my God, that mole. I think it's actually changed since we've been here.
No, you can't. You can't do that. Does anyone else here worry about their mortality? You know?
Nah.
Yeah, because we're all going to die, mate. I don't want to tell you that.
Okay, well, now I feel better. Thank you.
When you go online, have you tried pornography? Because I feel once you discover that, you won't give a shit about a bit of a tummy bug.
What's this? Pornography you're talking
about? Well, I'll show you on my phone.
Now, Nikki, are you someone who worries about your, your health?
I've never really worried about it until I keep growing random lumps in one boob, and they're different every time. And twice they've told me that it's cancer.
And doctor?
And it wasn't.
What were they? Well,
how personal?
I know.
Sorry.
They were just a couple of foreign nipples growing inside. Hey, that's the chick with the multiple nipples.
It's been two fibroidinomas, a hematoma, and there's another oma.
Doesn't matter, I'll Google it.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
I reckon you might have it.
What's that, the breast cancer? Or...
Yeah.
Actually, no. Men get breast cancer, so that's...
Oh, men!
The scary thing is more men nowadays die from breast cancer because they don't know they can get it, so by the time they find it, they're already stage four. You should check.
Thanks, I really feel like my... really feel like you've solved my problem.
You know what we've done for you, and because we really love you and we want you to have a relaxing life.
Oh, thanks.
We forced you to do this, and yes. you know we did. We forced you to have a full test, and we have actually got... There's a thing you can do where it calculates your life expectancy, and we have life expectancy in this envelope.
You've got 4 minutes to live.
Yeah. We're going to open this at the end of the show. You're okay with that? Bad luck if you're not.
No. All right. So...
When we come back, how much longer has Gregor got to live?
Hey there. Sorry to interrupt your podcast, but once you've finished up here, why don't you head over to Hammer at Home? You'll hear from me, Barry Dubois. I'll be talking to all sorts of interesting people from all different walks of life about their homes, families, all sorts of stuff. Start by giving my chat with Dr. Chris Brown a listen. I reckon it's a lot of laughs. Take it easy. Catch you soon.
Welcome back to Hughesy. We have a problem. Before we get out of here, we're going to find out exactly how long Luke McGregor has to live. That's going to happen at the end, all right? So
if it's not long, tell me, because I should probably go make arrangements.
Anyway, we'll hold off there. But first, it's time for yes or no problems. Just go with your gut here. So whatever you think, you know, we're not gonna linger on these problems. We've got a number of them to get through. And we're going to start with Eden from Facebook writes, I saw a massive brown snake go into my tool shed, and I've been too scared to go in there since. That was 3 months ago. Am I a wimp, yes or no? Snakes, anyone who's up for snakes?
Brown snakes, deadly.
Especially brown snakes with a bunch of tools at their disposal. Yeah.
Tom has emailed, my wife works long days in the heat, yet she refuses to shower before bed. Did I want to make her sleep on the couch?
No, let her sleep outside.
No, she's smart. She doesn't want to shag him, so... She's got trust.
Yeah, right, she's like the
yeah, yeah. People... She probably rolls in a dirt pile when you go. Comes in. Sorry, honey.
Fair enough. Now, I wouldn't care. I'd go there anyway. That's real love. All right. Denise has sent this one. I've been single now for 6 years. Should I just give up and become a nun? Yes or no?
I will go out with her.
Are you available on Bumble? Can you file your Bumble up again?
So yeah. Sure. Okay, so I'll see you soon, Denise.
What's the longest dry spell anyone's had here? Yep. Anyone?
How long's this show been on for?
Mark has emailed, my boyfriend wants us to have an open relationship. Is this code for it's over? Yes
yeah.
or no?
Yeah,
Can open work? Open?
No. I think the minute they ask for open, it means, look, I've already started sleeping with someone else. Do you want the opportunity to catch up?
Tash from Facebook has a problem. My friend's kid is really rude and undisciplined. Should I tell her yes or no?
No, tell her. Go straight. Yeah. Cut out the middle man.
Did any of you want to discipline my children when they're out here?
I felt like yelling at some stage. I wanted to go, what you did, face to front, one talk at a time. Why didn't your dad prep you before when you didn't remember his story? Holly, why aren't these kids like little servants cleaning up all the shit? But I bit my tongue because that's what I'm like.
That's the final yes or no problem. Before we go, we need to find out how long you are going to live. We've got a drum roll. The age that you shall probably, most likely, live to.
Well, let's hypothetically say I can... What if I work out more?
it's a definite.
That's lucky.
It's a definite. How old are you now?
83.
Well, you died 6 years ago. 77. That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.